G'day guys, and welcome back to episode 105 of the highest. Everyone puts up their hands for me.
Hey, and you can't make fun of how many fingers I hold up with five, motherfucker, unless I did like this.
Yeah, that would
and
be
I
weird.
Still fucked that, up.
You're
still
screwed
it up.
Jesus.
105 of the Hobbled Goblin podcast. Now, as much as I love rambling at the beginning of these, there is someone in a very bad situation, especially when I reread the rules that I think I may have messed up last week a little bit. They're inside of a Tyrannosaurus Rex's stomach, and that lightning attack, while it did burn the dinosaur from the inside, didn't do anything in any way, shape, or form to get her out of said stomach, because you can only get out of a swallowed hole with a light slashing or piercing weapon doing damage from the inside. So she's electrocuted the dinosaur from the inside, and it definitely took the damage, but she's no closer to getting out. As we all remember, I think Jonty has been swallowed by one of these before. And he cut his way out with a dagger.
As I said to last time, so. this episode's for all the Vore fans out there.
Yeah, totally.
But when last we left off, someone had just made a crit.
You! Woo. Daddy
oh,
Tarok!
That's right!
The daddy be slashing!
Some serious damage, and I held back on what the crit had generated.
It was it feels Woo. Sickened and throws up whatever is in its stomach, right? Nauseated.
No,
disemboweled.
So as you've because you look like were flying and then dropped down to attack as you kind of dropped, right? Mm-hmm. And as you came down, you gave yourself a surprise opening. So it was the double damage, and you get one free attack against the target.
Oh.
With a minus five penalty.
With a minus five penalty. Ugh, but it's full bab, right?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think I'll be able to hit this, right?
Full bab minus five.
Yeah. Nah, natural five, so nah, not gonna hit.
Even with the charging bonuses and everything?
Yep, I didn't charge.
Didn't charge.
Charge. Just like, he's not going to hit. It was a natural five. It's not
gonna it's not going to hit. All right. Milan Tika.
I was on the floor, wasn't I?
You were prone from knocking yourself over again.
I guess I stand up.
Okay, Dino's got his mouth free, so he's going to take a bite at you.
We know now that there are penalties to like being prone. Thank you.
Yes, Swing. As I was saying, you can't make range attacks from the ground, and when you stand up, you provoke, which we know.
That one we already knew.
No.
All right. T-Rex.
It hits.
Incoming. Yeah, probably. Oh, I crit threat.
Holy shit.
Oh,
no, not another one.
No.
Natural 19. It's got improved critical.
Oh.
Yep. I only rolled a 9, but that's still going to be a...
You hit. I'm
minus
prone.
Minus 4 for the strength. Yeah, and it's melee, so it's plus 4 anyway. That's a 30-something.
Dude, I have 18 AC now.
All right. This is going to hurt.
Yeah, no shit.
It's 8d6 plus 52.
Is it power attacking as well?
No, because I didn't power attack last time.
Because it's didn't you?
No.
Well, it swallowed Calista, didn't it?
Yes. Yeah, because she hasn't taken swallow damage yet.
Wait, did you say?
No, wait.
You power attacked against Tarok, I'm pretty sure.
No, he hasn't attacked Tarok.
I don't remember hearing a power
someone,
attack.
Because you were doing the math for power attack. You definitely remember doing power attack.
Did it bite something in the air?
Might have bite bit at Marcello. But
it took a bite at Marcello, but because of his mirror images.
It also
bit Calista.
With
because,
power attack.
Yeah, but did it swallow hole within that same turn?
No, that was
no,
the
but
turn before.
It bit at Marcello, and if you use power attack, activate.
So it swallowed
to
her and then attacked.
Yeah, no, but him attacking at the Marcello's image was before it started swallowing Calista.
Yes.
That was weird, because Marcello went in.
So has
and
it attacked since? I think it ate her.
No, it ate
one
her
of the guys
from
above, but it didn't power attack, because they were so small. It just went munch.
Okay, cool. I'm not going to say no, if that's the case.
It's still 8d6 plus 52.
Yeah.
Plus 52?
Well, it's double.
It's a crit. Yeah, of course.
Right.
This was normal. I was like, what the fuck?
All right. I'm going to need some maths. Hold on. Let's
I'm going to need you character sheet.
6.
Fuck.
7, 8, 9, 10. I'm rolling like crap.
Good.
17.
Or, you know, maybe just roll really high. Get out of the way.
TPK and the campaign now.
23. So that's going to be 75 points of damage.
105 is a good number to stop.
94.
Are you down?
I'm not dead, but I may be unconscious. But it also can still bite and grab me, is the issue. Because it gets a free grab attack, doesn't it?
It does get a free grab.
I'm unconscious. I'm definitely on. Hang on, am I?
I mean, natural 19, so 40-something. I am rolling rocks tonight.
Hey!
2 19s, first up. Love it.
I'm unconscious. I'm unconscious.
And you're grappled.
And I'm unconscious.
You can join them in the
I don't think my grappling can act. No, my shirt will turn it automatically.
You're going to hold everyone.
Nothing else does.
If you're both in there, it's going to be so cute.
Whoa,
okay. I do 21 points of fire damage. None of this is from my burning skin. This is just the shirt. Because I can't activate the burning skin or anything, and I haven't turned it on.
Jesus.
That's just the... Because it's as soon as you're grappled, the immolating shirt turns on.
That's a great shirt.
I've lost an extra D6 because my arm doesn't turn it quick anymore.
But it does mean that the dinosaur will drop you because it just got burnt at the mouth for a lot of damage.
Mm. Up to you.
So it's going to a free action drop.
It's a spicy meatball.
How much falling damage do I take?
Nothing. Theoretically, you're still on the ground. So that was 21, you said, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
11.
Holy shit. Cool. Alright.
Just straight down.
Marcelo. Jesus! Died!
Who's Jesus?
He's some other god that doesn't exist. I'm running in. Sorry.
Oh god.
Oh.
Sorry. I also forgot.
It's named?
Osarenrae.
I mean, it's definitely named. But more importantly, a special feat that it has.
Oh fuck.
Ooh.
Whenever you score a critical hit with a bite, your opponent takes 2d6 points of bleed.
Oh no!
But also, each round on his turn.
Do you get a crit fun thing because it's a named crit creature?
That is true. I forgot it's a named creature. So let's dive back to that critical table.
We shouldn't have did this. We shouldn't have did this. Why did you tell us to go to the tar pits? We're not ready for the tar pits.
I didn't think there was going to be a T-Rex at the tar pits, to be perfectly honest.
What are you here?
No, we knew there was going to be a T-Rex. What are you talking about?
None of the tar pits.
No, we didn't. Only when we got here. We knew there was a T-Rex somewhere.
Pretty sure that was your job.
So he ruptured your abdominal cavity. So it was the double damage you took and one con bleed.
Oh.
In addition to here's how much bleeding damage you take. 4 points this round.
Cool.
After we worked so hard to save Milintica from the Demon Lord.
We could have just let him die, but I would have had a new character that was good at killing dinosaurs.
100%. Specifically dinosaurs.
Could have swum in tar, all of that.
Ah, yes.
Eraser for those Americans listening at home.
Erasers.
I also have a rubber.
Oh, yeah, beat me to it.
Always use protection, guys.
Fuck. Sorry, whoever's next up then, go for it.
Marcelo, sorry.
Yeah,
I forgot about Blake.
Well,
he's just crying in the
corner. Calista's been eaten. No. All logic's out the window. We gotta get in there. We're charging in. We're staring at it, and we try to shank it.
And I think you were already in combat with it.
No, but he was at the.
I was at its.
Oh, that's right.
Range.
Yes.
But not within stabbing range. So we go to take
it's
a stab.
Already taken its attack of opportunity. So.
Oh, has it? That's great. I appreciate it.
It ate me when I
What about a 22, though? I don't think that's going to do shit.
No, it's going to miss. Shit! It's really big. How did I miss it? It's just got thick hide. Did you say you charged, though?
I sure did.
Hit.
Ooh!
You didn't add it to the...
I did.
Oh, you did? Okay, cool.
Both of you, I do all my maths. I always do the maths.
Sorry. All right, so it's its turn.
Shit.
Hey, come at me! I'm gonna wave my bloody scimitar out. I just slashed it up good.
Yeah, I'm flipping
it
off.
Yeah.
I mean, first things first, Calista's gonna take
its belly.
Some damage.
Yep. No. What'd I take?
I rolled like absolute dog crap on that though. So you're only gonna take 15 points of damage.
Only.
See, at least we have slashing weapons. If it eats one of us,
I could just
then we can all die.
Yeah. We can all die together. Yeah, what's
And it's probably going to hit you with a 27.
No.
No?
No.
Oh.
It doesn't. Eat shit.
I rolled really poorly.
Don't you remember he spent like five rounds buffing himself?
Yeah. It might do something for once. Yeah.
All right. So the tar gatherers are going to try and attack. Nope. I'm just going to sit there and roll the dice for a little while. Nope. Unless there's a natural 20. Nope. There was a natural 20.
Nope.
Yay. And I was like,
and you get three crits in a row.
1 point of damage.
They don't get any bonuses? I guess they are.
Oh, another natural 20.
Yay.
Good, get them out on their bloody tug.
5 points of damage total from the.
Wow,
that's
a lot more than most of us.
Yeah.
Okay, Calista from inside the dinosaur.
All right.
So you realize that your lightning.
I recognize my lightning, and I know if my lightning's ineffective, chances are punching is an addition. I do have my double chained kama that I have carried with me this whole time, so I'm gonna pull it out and I'm gonna slash at the belly now. Am I able to, while inside its belly, do my full three?
No, because you have to pull your weapon out.
Oh, okay. There you go. So, just one hit?
Yep.
Yep.
All right.
Is it technically flanked?
No. All right, we're going to do one big slushy slashy.
It should be automatic hit from the inside.
23.
Its AC is much lower.
It's a hit.
All right, and I believe it's a D6. Oh, max damage, 12.
Okay.
I slash at it.
12 points of damage to the inside. It still technically takes it from the outside as well.
Does it? Cool.
It's plus damage.
It's the same. Like
same hit pool.
The stomach
hit
has a pool. Health pool of its own, but it's still from the same health pool.
And it's like getting eaten is actually one of the easier ways to do damage, but you're out of the fight.
Exactly.
And I assume it's already bleeding, so it's...
Yeah, I took the two bleeds from
taking,
the last time.
So from this damage, though, it's going to take an extra 6 precision from my stare.
Hey!
Oh.
Nice.
Inside, outside.
Technically, mine, like, they bleed from their eyes and stuff.
Okay.
So it won't make the stomach...
It's yeah.
Yeah, I'm not...
I was just like, maths. okay, cool. So, yeah, it's definitely... It took some extra... How much did you say?
Six.
Oh, six. I only gave it 2.
Well, it's got the 2 bleed going, and then just on this attack, 6 precision.
Yeah. All right, yeah, I took the 2 bleed on its turn. All right, Tarok.
Sweet. All right, Tarok's looking, oh shit, this is bad, Martello, this is bad. Callista, hang in there. Saren Ray, give us some more time. And I'm going to channel.
Nice.
I will selectively channel and not heal the big daddy dinosaur.
You sure?
Yeah, I think
then we can do with some hit points. He's taken a solid amount of damage.
Then we can try diplomacy.
Oh, that was then we can work with him. That was some dog shit, but it's 8, 10, 16 points of health. So
I assume I don't get it.
Yeah, you do.
I do?
Yeah, it's just
how much?
16, sorry?
Yeah,
16
points.
16.
Oh, wait, I haven't taken any damage yet. What do you know? You either, hey?
Wow.
Didn't want to say anything.
Oh no, I cut my...
Do you want to like take a step back into the tar pit or...
No, I'm going to... Can I move around it without provoking an attack of opportunity?
It's had its turn again, so we'll get an attack of opportunity.
If I just stay within its threat range still...
It's still going to get it.
It's still going to attack an opportunity. Yeah, fuck it, I'm going to bait it out. I'm going to move around.
Get some flanking.
All right.
Oh baby, we flanking.
31.
Meets beats, baby.
Oh my god.
Oh,
Jesus.
No.
Oh.
All right.
Damn, I shouldn't have did that.
Not a crit, obviously.
Just don't die.
Try not to.
Dice. Ooh, that's big big rolls.
Oh no.
Big bong bong.
That's 11, 16, 17, 18, 19, plus 20.
39. 39.
That's plus 22.
Oh, plus 22, so 41. So 41 down to 36.
Holy cow. Yeah, DR.
I have DR, baby.
Yeah. Woo-hoo.
Nice. All right.
Still, fuck! I shouldn't have did that!
No one ticker?
It's on 1 conscious HP.
Oh my god, you're conscious?
I have 1 conscious HP.
I activate your Compel Alacrity. You get 15 free movement.
Actually...
Do whatever the fuck you want.
Let me just math this. I'm either 1 conscious or 1 unconscious. Oh, I forgot I gave Callista my belt, so no, I am still definitely unconscious.
Oh.
Oh, dear.
So.
That's a your problem.
Yep. Never mind. I'm down.
You definitely can't
question,
move then.
Question. Do I still take the con bleed? Because I know the normal healing kicked in, which stops the bleed damage from the critical bite, but
that
do
is
I take
true.
Con bleed or not?
Yeah, that is.
Because I think it's still bleed and you heal from any healing that'll stop it.
That is a very good question. Yeah, it's even if... Under the bleed ability, it says even if the bleed is ability damage,
cool.
Any healing stops it.
So thank you very much for your selective channel.
Got
I'm
you,
glad
bro.
You didn't selectively ignore me.
I would have loved it. Marcello, though.
I'm sitting here looking at my spells, just remembering last session when it just dominated all its will saves.
We just scream out loud and we just start shit-dabbing it.
Well, you are flanking.
Ah, we stare at it. We're staring at it. We're stabbing it. First dagger's tired.
It's even lower than my last roll. That didn't hit.
Oh,
that
was right next to the 20.
There's a 21. 21, not going to hit it. All right. Shit! Okay, well, for my second attack, I was going to do this anyway, but now it's much less cool because I missed my first attack. I'm going to activate immediate action burst of adrenaline. And I get plus 8 to my dexterity.
Oh, shit.
For this one roll.
That's pretty cool.
So that's a plus 4 to this hit, which, oh my God. I rolled a 5, so that super, no. super misses. Those are two incredibly no swing, no dings, no nothing. Bye, guys.
I mean, you are fighting a T-Rex.
You're all
you're trimming its nails.
You're all dead. And then it's going to eat me.
It is the T-Rex's turn. Which means Callista.
Yes.
No.
Hey, at least you healed a little bit.
Yeah, I got the heal. The heal was actually pretty good.
Okay, I rolled only slightly better, so 18 points of damage.
Oh, this math is killing me.
All right. And it's going to bite. Who is it going to bite?
Randomize.
I am going to randomize.
Now, come at me. I'm slicing nothing.
Okay, it's coming at you.
Yeah, bro.
Oh.
There's still
34.
Two of me. Yeah, that hits.
All right.
I'm high.
But doesn't hit.
But doesn't
does
actually
it, does
hit.
It hit.
Probably.
Two.
Yes! Hey! Yes, Russell!
Smooshed.
All right. I got no more mirrors. No more images.
Yeah, for now.
All right. That was its turn. The Tar Gatherers. Come on, you little bastards.
Do something.
Yeah.
They're trying their
yes,
best.
Little ones.
No 20s.
No.
A lot of 19s. God, that dice is rolling 19s today. But no. Callista, from inside the belly.
Yes. I can now do my three attacks, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I need to add my correct bonuses because now I have this stupid strength belt. Boom. 22 yep. hits. Okay, so one of them. I'll roll them all at once because it's like shit.
Roll the damage for that first one.
Oh. 11.
Cool. And as you're kind of on either side of her, she just, you see this like the blade of the karma come out through the T-Rex's stomach, and
she just
flops out onto the ground. I'll give you an acrobatics roll to land on your feet.
Oh, hell yeah. Fuck yeah. Acrobatics. I got plus 13 on this shit. Oh, now I roll high. Fucker. 28.
Yeah, so you land on your feet next to it and you can keep attacking.
Nice. I imagine like I'm going to do like that because it's double chained karmas.
Mm-hmm.
So as I land, I'm holding the other one, I swing it up, and I'm going to slash upwards.
Oh, yeah. Extra 6 precision from that first attack.
21?
It's a hit? No.
And one last little... I can kick it. Can I kick it?
Sure.
Kick it in my leg.
Kick it!
I did roll a slightly higher 26.
Yes, hit.
Yes, and because I kick, yeah. I can roll bigger dice. Yes. Totally hacks. 15.
Is your lightning still on?
No, I never turned
never
it on.
Turned it on. All right.
We're running out of battery. No, I'm kidding.
Still up.
Wait, she hit it again? That's yep. another 6.
Hey!
And so as you kind of kick it straight into the wound where you'd already kicked it, it like with like lets out this like deafening
phase 2. Oh. What? Oh,
shit, who does it
no
land on?
Way.
Land on Tarok. Land on Tarok.
All right, let's go with the D8 to randomize the direction.
Oh, no.
Given the way it's facing right now, I'm about to get
wait, what?
Squeezed.
No, so she fucked its right leg up, so it's going to fall to the right.
And it's bleeding from its eyes, so it doesn't even know what's going on.
Well, it's always like, number one is the direction of the person who hit it, in my mind.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Hang
so
on.
7
one,
would
two,
be three. Over on... Tarok, sorry, not Tarok, on Milantika.
One,
and
two, three, four, five, six,
no,
seven,
four has
eight.
To be like directly back the other way almost.
Yeah.
Four, five, six, seven.
So it's basically going to fall on Marcelo and Milantika. I'll give you a reflex save to get it. You don't get a reflex save.
I don't. No. No. I'm Timboing.
It was nice knowing
oh,
you, Brad.
Stop. Don't hurt.
Oh my god, I oh. failed. I'm not rolling anything above a 10. Was 16 do it?
2-1. 2 points of damage.
That's it?
Ha! Nice. 2-1.
Oh, okay. I'm alive. Holy shit, I'm alive. I'm not even below zero.
I was about to say, you have so much health, you weren't going to be below zero.
We kept him in there.
Yeah, like,
still
cause
in
I'm
the
just
game.
Unconscious because of all my non-lethal damage.
Exactly.
I'm not even below zero actual health. I'm not
damn.
Even bleeding out. Like, I'm
this
stable.
Is why it's hard to kill a friggin'
you have
medicine.
To focus. You can't just drop him. You have to
all
kill
all con-based.
Yeah,
nothing but con.
Well, no, it's just because I have the non-lethal damage as well. I fall over before I actually become in danger.
I think it's because you have a lot of con.
Yeah, that's
both.
Yeah, and I've already taken two of that con.
But if someone can please get the thing off me at some point, that would be great.
What happened? Whoa, why is it falling over?
I think you did that, Callista.
Oh, okay. I'm going to cough out like blood. All right. Where's Milantika?
He's under it.
Oh, shit.
Help me lift this goddamn thing.
Actually, you probably lift it.
How much of those motherfuckers weigh?
Probably enough.
I grab it by the tail and swing it off.
You can try that. I'm just going to run around and teleport Milantika out.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Just actually grab blood and guts.
Grab his hand and basically just teleport him next to me.
Because I can't find out what my ant hole thing was. Like, I know what you said. Like, I got like an extra carrying capacity thing.
If anyone in the chat can just link us the episode when that happened, that'd be great.
Yeah, it's in a minute as well. The timestamp.
That was yesterday anyway. Wasn't it?
Well, no, I did. No, I used ant hole, but like there was a magic.
There was a magical thing
that gave me an extra.
It was
but I think
it was pretty early on.
Buff to strength.
It was pretty early
for my
on.
Carrying capacity, but only for my carrying capacity. But it would only be like an extra.
I feel like you got it.
Worth or something.
Yeah.
Actually, someone in chat. Oh, you're not.
But sure. I have 22 strengths right now.
It'll probably fix me up.
Discord hell.
I think it happened at the Vanderborn Manor. Like it was really early on.
So let's say I have 24 strength.
To count as
carrying, it was something bullshit like that.
And I'm trying to drag this.
Yeah, I'm going to use my karma. I'm going to try and carve off its head because I do believe we need to show. What was it? What's like the wording of this? Execution? Yeah, proof that we destroyed one of the infamous seven.
What? The head's same size as us. What's that? Pretty big. It swallowed you.
I don't know if we need the entire
I start
head.
Chopping it off.
I take its eyes.
Yeah. It's eye. Yep. Singular.
Eye singular.
Yeah, but then I'll carve out the other one to prove it's from this guy.
A channel.
Thank you, pussy. All right, he stands back.
Oh, no.
Except I don't put myself.
I've taken just one damage.
Just the dinosaur. Yeah.
Just the dinosaur.
And I go apologize to Calista. Like,
I use breath of life on the dinosaur. Eat shit.
Oh my god.
I say, I brought you back, kill Marcella. That one.
I turn invisible. Run away.
And it scents you and chases
sense
you.
Yeah.
So the channel is
right, healing
15.
Burst. 15? 15. Nice.
Thank you.
Calista, I was so impotent. After all our training, I thought I would have been able to at least get one slash off on it, but I couldn't even pierce it once while you were stuck in its stomach. Oh, you poor thing.
Oh, no. It was fine. We're all alive. Well, okay. No, that was fine. Why are you so worried?
Because I would have had to look after Lucas and Corbin without you.
And it's like there's like blood pouring down her side.
Not ready to be a single father.
Oh, you know, like kids will take care of themselves. Anyways, I'm still continuing to like try saw off a huge chunk or something. Something to prove that we killed it.
I've seen Lucas try to eat glue. I don't know how well they'd be.
Pretty sure he was just sniffing it.
That's better. Meanwhile, like, all of these little creatures have kind of like climbed up the trees at the edge of the tar pit, and you just hear them just, like chattering amongst themselves.
Oh, Calista pauses, slowly turns her head to look at them. Aren't those things? Like, narrow my eyes.
Thanatons, I believe they're called, I think. Yeah, we've heard a little bit about them since we've been here, right?
They're quite friendly, usually. Oh, did something fall on me? I feel flat.
I picked Neil and Ticker up by the scruff.
Oh, thank you. I'm still pathetically weak, so. I don't. I think it. Did it eat me for a moment? Because there's a hole in the stomach, and I remember getting bitten, and then I was inside a hole of its stomach.
No, that was Calista.
Doesn't matter.
Then how did I end up underneath it?
It fell on you.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not very honorable.
Maybe next time you should stay a bit further away. I don't know why you got
back.
So close.
Because I had to see it.
Calista, you literally got eaten. What do you mean stay further away?
No, I meant Tika should have stayed further away.
I was planning to, but there were trees in the way and I couldn't shoot it.
I think we all should have stayed further away.
But Tika, can you talk to those things? And I point at the Thansons.
Do they speak Razadlanti?
Well, I am a known diplomat. Hello, me Tarok. Talk friend me.
Do they speak Razadlanti?
They do speak Razadlanti.
Probably. Hello, Anaton friends. Are you all right there?
I mean, at least several of them seem to. Not all of them, but a couple of them.
Thank you for helping us. We appreciate the assistance.
You're welcome. I'm sorry that some of your friends, I think, got eaten. Why are you trying to kill it?
It is one of the downsides of being a Targatherer. We know what we sacrificed to come here.
Well, it's dead now. I guess you're welcome.
Thank you. We appreciate that very much.
Have you dealt with this thing before? Because I feel like you would have died a lot more.
No, He only recently took up residence here.
Oh. Well, I guess you're lucky we came along.
Very. We appreciate the assistance.
Hold on
2 seconds.
Marcelo, do you want anything from them? We did save their lives, kind of. I don't know.
Are they any good at fighting pirates?
Can I get a perception check from everybody, please?
They are very small.
I rolled a 1. That's 4.
I'm going to wait for Tara.
29.
28!
22.
Not so bad.
Almost.
You must have rolled very low.
So blood all three guts. Of you notice, like, why are you kind of waiting? Because they kind of talk in between themselves. You look back over at the body of the,
It's gonna fuck if it gets
giant
up.
Giant T-Rex.
She's beheading it. It's a troll T-Rex with regeneration.
I've got blood and guts all over me.
Tamuti Tekuani. Tamuti Tekuani. And it's then you realize, like, you see, and it was just the movement and everything kind of meant that you didn't get a good look at him before. And he's obviously covered in scars. Like, he's a very old T-Rex. But you can see, like, buried above his left leg, the hilt of a blade seems to be poking out from... like, it looks like it's got scar tissue wrapped around it, but it seems like it's been there for a while.
Poking out of where?
Just above its leg, the launcher of its leg.
I might...
Can you draw the blade from the leg?
I'll draw the walk up and draw the blade from the leg.
So you kind of have to get in there and, like, cut it out a little bit, because some of the scar tissue is kind of, like, grown over
healed
the top
over
of
it.
The hilt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's buried it in there. But, yeah, so you pull out this short sword.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to roll a spellcraft now.
Pull it out and
there's
stick
no
it
way
the
this
ground.
Thing's stuck in the T-Rex. Isn't it magical?
Right? Mm-hmm. Way big number. I'm going to help
31.
Him. 31. Don't help him.
All right. Ooh. So, this is something that you have only heard about...
in Legends?
A Vorpal Blade.
No, hell no. So, this is a weapon called a Doppelganger's Sword.
Oh, that sounds so up his alley.
Once per day as a standard action, the wielder of this +1 short sword can appear as a specific humanoid enemy the blade has injured within the previous 7 minutes. The target must be within one size category of the wielder. You can appear as that humanoid for up to 7 minutes total and can dismiss the effect as a free action. Anyone interacting with the wielder of Doppelganger's Sword who is familiar with the impersonated humanoid can attempt a will save to disbelieve.
What a oddly
weird.
Unique weapon.
It's kind of cool.
That's so cool, but so specific. What a specific scenario you'd use that in. I don't know. I stabbed Callisto and turned it
down. Yeah, I was going to say.
Very cool.
You'd have 2 Callisto.
You don't mind if I hold on to this? I'm sure something will come in handy.
Ooh, you could stab me, become Callista, and then I could just become you.
Whoa!
Longest 7 minutes of everyone's life.
Callista, we don't talk about our sex life, okay?
Cool. What a cool sword.
Oh, yeah.
To go back to Milantiga's question, why are they here at the tar pits?
I assume gathering tar.
Will they gather tar for us?
Hey, you gathering tar?
Yes, the villains need some more tar for the huts.
Can you gather some for us?
No.
What did they say?
Can we gather tar here?
Yes. This is for everyone.
Well, they said we could gather tar, but they won't gather it for us because they are very small.
Oh. We already knew we could get the tar.
Don't you have tar gatherers of your own?
Not yet, no. But we can make some, I guess. Make some people.
Could you ask them maybe to take them to their leader? I wouldn't mind talking to these fellows.
Can we come see your leader and have a chat about killing giant monsters for you?
Hmm. One moment.
So cute.
I'm indignantly pointing at the T-Rex and back to the tar pits and looking up at them like...
We need the Ewoks to take on the stormtroopers.
are you guys kidding me? Like,
we've agreed to take you back to our village.
Hectic.
But we have to blindfold you.
Is it a long way? I might fall over. I'm very weak.
Please, I'm a priest of Sarenrae. I'm a man of honesty and dignity and integrity. You need not blindfold me.
Can you speak Resonanti?
No. But I know blindfolds when I see them.
Tarok, we don't talk about our sex life in public, damn it.
The world needs to know, Marcelo. We'll hide in the shadows no longer.
So, are you going to put on blindfolds, or are you not going to agree?
Yeah, we're
going
to...
Well, I'll put on a blindfold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll follow along. I mean, if we get lost, we're fucked.
Wait, Minantika, can you ask them if this thing will still be here when we come back?
I don't think they can move it. They are very small.
Sweet.
I grab a claw.
We want
its pelt.
Sweet.
Yeah, we do. Oh.
How far away is it?
Oh, it's about half a day.
It's half a day away. Wait, at your speed? I guess your speed, yes. I'm not much faster.
Oh, no.
You people can glide, right?
Well, I fly up for a little while.
No. They want to know if we can glide. No, we cannot glide. I can barely walk at this stage.
Okay. It should still take about half a day.
I mean, Callista could carry me. She's pretty fast.
Wait, I'm having second thoughts about this. Maybe we should get Miller and Tika back to Tanarol.
How about I just stay here and you guys go? Wait, no, you can't speak the language.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I will like carry Miller and Tika.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I guess I won't burn you anymore, so that's okay.
Yeah, no, and we're walking slow as well. Like... I have 60 feet of movement. Yeah. These things are probably moving really fucking slow. Exactly. Hey, that's okay.
Well, then
that's that's so painful.
I guess we go and we'll come back. I mean, do you want to do anything with the body?
Well, yes. I mean, like, we might as well. I mean, it's proof that we killed him.
I mean, you have proof. You have an eyeball. You're trying to cut off most of its head, which is bigger than you.
I took a claw. Okay. I took a claw as well.
Quite the pelt as well. We were looking for pelts for the tannery, you know. Like, look at this one. This would be a pretty cool thing
very
to hang out
scratched
the front.
Up, though.
Yeah, I mean, but it's like... It's tough. Yeah, it's a trophy of sorts. You know, I know a lot of hunters are really into this sort of thing. Well, if we were to hang this at the front of Far Shore, we'd see how those pirates feel about that, eh?
Big thing?
It looks disgustingly butchered by now. Like, it looks like shit.
Yeah, we took its eyes, we took its claw.
We cut its gut
off.
Yeah,
its head.
I cut it out from
cut
the
it,
inside.
Cut away out from the inside.
Yeah. Exactly. Looks like shit.
Yeah, the hide's probably not great.
Wait, you opened it up. I take its heart.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a sizable
Gallimard.
Like, yeah, I help
it's
him.
It's got to be pretty big.
T-Rex heart would be fucking massive.
Yeah.
Not bigger than its head.
True.
No. But still pretty big.
Two-handed.
19 to take the help Marcelo take the...
For a survival check?
Yeah.
Ooh, I can. I don't know.
Would it be like the size of like a pillow?
You're sleeping on the fucking heart.
Basically. But yeah, then now you got the problem if you have a...
That's a pretty big heart.
Yeah, a big heart that's going to start decaying.
Aw, you got a big heart.
Unless someone gentle reposes that heart every day.
I'll hold this giant heart. Like, I'm having second thoughts about this. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, you know, in a bag of holding.
You know, I've heard in some cultures they believe that if you eat the heart, you can absorb the strength of your enemies.
Oh, yes. No, that is a thing.
Yeah. In your culture, too?
I mean, not ours particularly, not my tribe anyway, but some of the others, they believe that.
And I think we're getting off track here.
Oh, yes. You want to take us to your leader?
I put the heart back inside so it can...
Stay warm.
Yeah.
Sticky tape it in.
Yes, I'm going to leave it for the scavengers to eat. Shall we?
Aww.
Okay, but one of you might have to hold my hand and show me where to go, because I'm not very strong at the moment.
Can we at least take a quick
I've
picture of it?
Carry you. Oh, my God.
Isn't she carrying you?
Yep, I am.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I'm doing a thing where it's like you're just on my hip.
Like
I'm just holding you. Yeah, pretty much.
Like, give me a piggyback.
And your three limbs dangling.
Oh, Jesus.
No, piggyback. What if you slip? Fuck that.
Then I go splat, I guess.
All right, so you guys start heading to... The Phanaton Village.
I mean, that's what they said.
We might walk off a cliff or something.
Hold on 2 seconds. I was very wrong about the time it's going to take to travel there.
Ooh.
So they're not going to blindfold you straight away.
How far away is it?
About 45 miles.
Oh. Dude, that's weeks.
That's not weeks.
Like days.
Like 4 days.
4 days. Well, I don't think we should do this right now. I think we might...
Can you give us directions when we come back? Because we kind of need to go and get this...
We'll flee them at the tar pits again if they come gathering.
Yeah. We agree to meet you back here instead.
Yeah, that works well.
Cool. Excellent.
We need to go. I need to go home. Mm-hmm. Maybe not my home, but I need to rest.
Okay, because it has been about a week since you left.
I am very brave. I got to tell the village. How the fuck do I tell the village?
It was about 3 or 4 days or so, hasn't it?
Since you left the village, it was a 3.5 day walk there, and you've walked another day, so it's been 4.5 days.
Okay.
Yeah, I gotta go back and tell the village that.
But it also took 2 days to get there from Far Shore.
Yeah, okay.
So it's been a week since you left Far Shore.
Yeah, okay, that's bad. I thought it was only like 2 days from.
So in total, it's been 3 weeks, is what you're saying.
And yes.
Yes, since we had the science book, yeah.
start of the book. What?
So since you learned about the Crimson Fleet's impending
doom. Yeah.
Do we have 3 months or 2 months, was it?
Two.
2 months. Yeah. So we're almost halfway. Mm-hmm. No stress, no pressure.
We have
it was like two to three, but we agreed we should probably be back in two just in case.
Okay. But it would be great, you know, we're on the other side of the island, we come back, everything's just burnt. Her kids are already slaves somehow.
Again.
It's all Milintika's fault.
Yeah, it checks out. Yeah, I say we head back to Tanaroa. I get cast out forever, I assume, or my heart cut out, one of the two.
We don't take you in there. Yeah, we'll see.
I have to go in and actually talk to them, though, because I said I was going to go up there.
Yeah, true.
So... Mm-hmm.
Not if we just knock you out.
I have no idea how they're going to react to this.
We'll see. I'm sure it's going to be well. So the aspect of so Zilaha said, you know, I'm going to tell them you're a dickhead.
Oh, yeah. They may attack me on
they
site.
Might already know.
So, you say your goodbyes to the little tar gatherers.
Mm-hmm. Goodbye, tar gatherers.
So cute.
The Phanaton tar gatherers. And
they're trying to stab you.
But for all intents and purposes, you have made the tar pit safe. Really hoping that the gigantic rotting body of a T-Rex doesn't attract more carnivores.
Just push it into the tar.
Ugh, what a waste.
No, tar preserves it.
Yeah. Ooh.
That's technically true.
How do we get it back out of the tar?
You pull it out of the tar.
No, it'll just sink to the bottom.
Get a big ass rope.
I'd push it into the tent, probably.
You've already got like the claws and stuff. Like realistically, you've got enough to prove, and you've got like if you can get them to agree to come
I
back
say,
with you.
The rest well, mighty Leviathan. Even though you're not really a Leviathan, you're a land creature, mighty beast. You fought well and lived a long life. Now enjoy your eternal slumber.
Sploosh. It's gonna sit there and slowly.
Alright, so you start heading back towards the wall in Tanaroa.
Goodbye, Godzilla.
I believe I got Brad to roll last time, so it might be Marshall's turn to roll me a D100.
Me?
Yeah, because I rolled second fucking.
I'm usually really unlucky with these things, so let's get fucked
yeah,
up.
You are.
So I'm going to channel before we. 84.
Ooh.
You're right. Alright, so the next day passes.
Do I get healed?
Yeah, I. Cool. Burn on my heels.
That's okay. Everyone's healed back up, I'm assuming.
Nice.
All right, so the next day passes relatively uneventful.
I get my con back, right?
Yes.
Yeah, if not, I'll less arrest you.
No, it was just damage. I should be good.
So...
Rain.
Yeah, it was... Yeah, exactly. So it comes back overnight. Shall we?
Alrighty, here we go. Whoa, 84.
Same number.
Yeah, wild. Shit.
All right. So, yep. Another day passes, and you're now one day away from the wall. Jonty.
God, we're going to get there as I get to the wall.
Big mummy, big mummy.
100.
25.
Roll me another D100.
No!
Oh,
20%,
yes.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Ooh.
83.
Perfect.
No!
So, as the night... the previous night, you decided to kind of rest up in... what would have probably been once a village north of the wall, now well and truly bought into... jungle is taken back over. But there was still enough... There was a depression for a fire pit and, like, a cozy enough spot to kind of set up where you wanted to sleep.
There's definitely depression.
And so can I just... Who would be keeping watch at different times?
I'll probably take, like, the most... dangerous or the darkest part of the night because they've got the keenest eyes.
Or can I take the first watch so I can get the most sleep?
I'll get the one just before dawn.
And I'll get the second watch.
1, 2, 3, 4. Perfect. I already got a D4 in my hand.
Oh, so this is a nighttime encounter, not on the road? Not
yep,
on
this
the
is
road,
a
road again.
On the road again.
Well, that means everyone will have tricks.
Woohoo!
I'd be tricking people up during the day.
Charmaine.
I'm not first. It's Marcelo.
No, you were second.
Oh.
I rolled a D4.
You're dead.
I need a perception check.
Oh.
Not Charmaine.
Ooh. I rolled an 11. That's 14.
Okay. You have dark vision?
I do. Oh. I do.
You see, coming from the jungle undergrowth, you see three figures moving towards you. They look like they're dressed in similar clothing to Milintika. They like they've got some the feathers and like some like different plates of armor on their bodies.
I will wake Milantika up.
What?
There's people who are dressed like you. I'm not saying they're exactly like you, but they're dressed like you. And I point towards the direction.
Do you have dark vision?
I do not, but I have perception.
Not without dark vision. They're outside your vision.
Don't we have a torch or something? Or
yeah, it doesn't throw light quite far enough. Because they're about 60 feet away.
Do you know what can make light, though? Basic pyrokinesis. As long as I still have that power. Do I still have that power? Yeah. I grab a little pebble and I toss it towards them.
Mm-hmm.
Can I see them now?
Yep, so they've actually managed to move. They've moved a little bit closer, as Calissa's seen. They're about 50 feet away.
Can I see what they look like now?
Yeah.
Perception, natural one. 13.
Ooh.
You can see what they look like.
What do they look like?
Oh, you'd need to know your religion.
Ooh.
Can I use Isle of Dread lore?
Nope.
Resonanti Pantheon?
Nope.
Ooh.
What about religion?
I mean, I have that. Natural 20. 23.
It's then, now that you've thrown out your little stone and illuminated them enough to realize that, yeah, they've got clothes similar to yours. Definitely decades out of style, and the thick cloth wrapping underneath it, wrapping around the limbs and bodies and everything, clearly marks them as mummies as they start rushing towards you.
Oh.
No!
Oh,
no! 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 I say no!
Not on it, dead!
No
I'm
more
dead.
Monies!
Bad dead! Wake up!
Marcelo, you stay the fuck away from this.
So your natural 20.
Your tusks are so ticklish.
Balances out with your natural one, so surprise round. You and Callista will both get to act. These two are going to be asleep.
They're with me, yeah.
You're standing next to her.
And they would be down, wouldn't they?
Mm.
Yeah, they're sleeping.
Sleep. That's, how many are there? Three?
Three.
Yep. You want a position?
They're 50 feet away.
Cool.
All right. So, everybody, roll me.
Everybody.
Everyone gets
another
plus
natural one.
Twos. 12.
Wrap your body.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What a waste of a good roll.
Wrap your body right. Ooh. Mommy's back. All right.
All right. More than 20?
22.
Woo-hoo. Yeah.
22. What'd you get?
12.
19. Okay. And what was your total?
Fucking 9.
That's still better than...
I have plus 8 with his...
Still better than one of the mummies.
Yeah, with his tricks, I have plus 8.
All right. Yeah. 12 was Tarok and 9
I love how I'm still, 16 dex with 3 strength somehow.
All right. So, Calista, surprise round.
All right. I yell out, Tarok, Marcelo, get up! And I'm going to dash. Ooh. Oh, no, I can't leap. I can't jump.
It's a surprise round.
I'm going to... Oh, so what can I do during a surprise
single,
round?
Single, standard, or move action.
You can
action.
Charge your move speed only.
I will charge my move speed only, which is 60 feet.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
And smack the one in the middle.
Okay. No.
Shabunga, pow! Ooh.
So before you get the hit, I'm going to need a will save.
Oh my god.
3 times.
I'm sorry, what? But my will's not. Oh boy. 14, 18, 17.
Is that your totals?
Yes.
14, 18, 17?
Yes.
Alright, so as soon as you step within 30 feet of them, you stop moving. Milantiki, you watch as she starts running towards them. And then she seems to just stop.
Has anyone played Zelda and the Re-Dead? That's just that, as you freeze. I imagine that's pretty much just what happened.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Marcelo, you get a perception check, minus 10. To see whether you heard her yelling, I'm pretty sure you will.
Oh, yeah. 28.
So 18, that's enough.
It's a DC 10 to wake up, isn't it? Or something? But you have minus 10.
I wake up, I take off my blindfold, and
your face mask, the two cucumbers?
I get up, and I elbow Tarok as I'm getting up, just to help him with his perception check.
Okay.
Wake up, Tarok! Something's happening.
Calista is, standing there, a statue. Run. mid-run, she's, stopped like a statue, and in front, you see these three figures, moving towards her, illuminated by this, burning pebble on the ground.
It's on fire. Actual fire.
It's the first mummy's turn.
No! Oh, boy.
So,
Which one? 1, 2, 3. Blue, red, green. I mean, there's no green one there. Blue, yeah, red, black.
Black? Blue. No, blue. So it's going to move up to Callista.
Is it charging? Because it's a surprise round, isn't it?
It is a surprise round. Oh, no, it's... Oh, crap. Marcelo shouldn't have had a go. Oh, no, he rolled his thing. So you only stood up.
Yeah.
Cool. The mummy, I mean, yeah, it's going to charge. She's paralyzed. Natural 20.
Oh, no. Here we go.
Don't forget, you are on full health, though.
Yes, I am.
Roll to confirm. I think I'm going to confirm anyway because you're paralyzed. So it's more than 20. So it's going to be 2d8 plus 20.
Oh.
I vote to veto those dice. Don't put it in a jail.
I'll use a different dice next time.
Careful.
So that's going to be 25 points of damage total.
Okay.
And I need a something? Fort save.
Okay, now fort saves are fine unless I don't roll too low.
That looks kind of cocked to me, though.
That does look cocked. Yep. Okay. A 21.
You're all right.
Sweet, because we don't need no fucking mummy on this party.
Get it out of here.
See, the thing that worries me is that if you're paralyzed, you're helpless, and if you're helpless, they could have got you.
The next mummy, the black figurine, is going to move 20 feet forward.
Not charging?
Nope. Because he doesn't look like his eyes are fixed on Callista at all.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Tarok, you get a roll perception check. I can't imagine you failing this, even with a minus tap.
2, so... Yeah, I still pass, because I get a 23.
Oh, my God.
13, so...
Well, technically, look, honestly, I would actually argue that I probably wouldn't get that because it's the glasses, but the glasses just give me a magically imbue my perception, or do I... This is always a bit of a weird one, right? Because I'm wearing the goggles of the eagle, or the glass of the eagle... Eyes of the eagle, but
they
like...
They have good hearing.
Rules as written, it just magically imbues you with more perception, I guess. So.
Yeah. I also kicked you as I got up.
You did. Yeah. You did.
So yeah,
you enjoyed it.
You wake up, so yeah, standard.
What I'm saying is I'm happy to nerf my perception for hearing checks in the future so that Jaunty feels a bit better.
You stand up?
Yeah, thank you.
All right,
What's going on out here?
You stand up and you see the same thing. You can see this like creature wrapped in... You can roll me in a religion.
Do I know anything? I've known as mummies. We've fucked with mummies before. What do I know about them? Please give me something. Religion. 22.
Yeah, so you know that they have an aura of despair. You know that they have like a mummy rot supernatural.
Yeah, I know about
disease.
That.
Vulnerable to fire.
What do I know about? And like, how do they feel about positive energy? Do they have channel resistance or anything? Like, I've been looked at with them before.
Basically, do unfortunately.
Not specific channel resistance though.
But like they don't like negative energy. I've never used positive. I don't think I've ever used positive energy, even though we've come across a couple of mummies on.
Yeah, no, there's not any. They don't get any
used
specific
against the
bonuses.
Whites.
Used against the whites. I know that much, but I'm like, yeah, I'm just dealing with mummies.
Yeah, they are also vulnerable to fire though.
Yeah,
shit, mummies.
But
careful,
your turn, isn't it?
Callista, stay away from them.
It's Mill and Dicker's turn.
She's frozen.
Don't you get that rot,
Callista? No, I'm. I'm gonna like run towards Callista.
Stop. You're
three
a
times
weak
will
boy.
Save.
You're a weak boy.
18.
Trying to kill yourself.
Keep rolling.
No.
Natural 1.
All right.
Feck.
You know what? I'm just gonna kill them instead, Marcel. I'm gonna kill Callista and Milantig. I've decided.
Might as well.
All right.
I'm done with them.
The liability.
So
Callista, no.
And the third mummy. Because it only gets one, is going to shuffle forward 20 feet because it can't charge. Because you're not quite close enough.
Because I would have been 30 foot away when I stopped.
Yeah. Oh, actually, you wouldn't have had to roll the third one because he was too far back.
I'm already paralyzed.
But you're paralyzed from the second one. All right, but Callista, it's your turn. Paralyzed still. Marcelo.
Oh, I don't get any. Oh.
Nope.
Why aren't they moving, Tar? Because this.
They're probably paralyzed, the idiots.
Is it from looking at them? Is it then looking at us? Or is it just...
It's just like an aura of despair, you know? When you get there, you feel really sad and you don't want to do anything.
So being invisible won't even help.
For once in your life, Marcelo, no, it won't.
Shit. And I'm out of here.
All right. I have no idea what to do. Should I go in? Or do
so
I just...
I've been reading about this new theory called social Darwinism.
What if I... Right?
We're going to say social distancing for a second.
I want to go help them, but if I try to help them, I might end up just like them.
If you stay within 20 feet of them, you should be all right.
What am I going to do from 20 feet away?
I don't know.
Shit. All right, I'm going to move up to 30 feet from the one attacking Callista, basically.
All right, we'll save.
At the 30-foot range, just at 30 foot, because I want to stare at it. 27.
Fuck yeah.
You're all right.
My will is my own. And I stare at the one attacking Callista, and I fling out a mage hand to punch it. Get off her, and I probably miss. 17.
Just against normal AC, yeah?
I believe so. Yeah, we checked that last time.
Yeah. Miss.
It did charge, if that makes any difference.
Still missed.
I'll hit something one of these days. I promise. I'll roll above a 5 on an attack roll. Sometimes. It's going to be awesome.
So it's going to... I mean, it's got power attacks, and it's fighting a paralyzed person, so it's going to attack again.
No.
Because this is the one that's already fighting Callista.
As long as it's not Cuda growing. Actually, I don't think they can. They need a light weapon, don't they?
Yeah, you need a slashing weapon. I mean, yeah. They're slams. Oh, no, you need a slashing weapon.
I'll double check.
So, definitely going to hit.
Mm-hmm.
What's its grab? So it's plus 4. So that's going to be 1d8 plus 14. So it's going to be a total of 17 points of damage. It just slams
17.
You. And another fort save.
Oh my god. No. Not bad. 21.
You're right. Second one. Can easily make it to Milantika this time.
Apparently for Coup de Grace, it's you must use a melee weapon. That's all it specifies.
You really want them to Coup de Grace, don't you, bro?
Well, it's just you can only do it against someone that's helpless, so.
Yeah. Alright, so this one's going to run up and he's going to power attack slam you.
It hits.
Yeah, definitely. I just need to not roll a 1.
My AC, I think, because it's minus fucking 8 to my AC right now, it's like 10, 11.
Alright, so this is going to be max damage.
Great.
22 points of damage. Ooh. On a normal attack.
And a fort save, is it?
And a fort save. Which I don't imagine you could possibly fail.
25. No, 24.
Alright. Tarok.
Okay. You're right, Marcelo. This is quite a pinch. Do I have any idea how long this paralysis is going to last on...
Normally, it's quite quick. Like, it's over within, like, normally 20 seconds at most.
All right, so I'm going to...
A lot can happen in 20 seconds.
I'm going to go 5, 10, 15, 20. Probably, like, just so without the radius.
You're going to have to roll for the first...
Yep.
If you're in line with where Marcelo is,
yep.
You're going to pretty much hit both of them.
Yeah.
So, 27.
You're fine.
Sweet.
And you're going to hit the second one as well.
Can I stay?
You want to make sure you're 5 feet back. So
I just want to stay. Yeah, I can. I've got plenty of range to do what I want to do.
Yep, so sweet. No, that's right. You just only clip the one then.
Sweet. And what I'm going to do is, knowing Callista and Milantika are pretty solid when it comes to fire, I'm going to cast a wall of fire.
Ooh.
And ring in the mummies.
Oh, inward facing wall of fire.
Inward facing wall of fire. Wow. So it's going to. I might need to actually get the specs, but to see if I can actually do it. I think I should be able
you
to.
You can make a ring.
You can definitely do it.
Yeah, use one side to be ready any fire.
There's no reason you can't do that.
Yeah.
I get. So what do I get? I get, you know, like. Effect 5 feet, a sheet of a flame up to 20 feet long per level, or a ring of fire with a radius of up to 5 feet per 2 levels. So that'd be a radius of at least 10 feet.
You'll just get us in.
Yeah, because you would need 20 feet to kind of wrap everybody, right?
Well, radius.
Radius.
Oh, radius. Sorry. Yes. Yes.
So radius. So like, I would get what is it?
You probably want to go 30 feet levels. Just to be safe.
I'd need 20. I'd need, like, he I, only I, has I 20 get 20 foot. Feet. I get 20 foot radius.
Radius.
Yeah, radius, he has 20
feet. So that means it can go
1,
40 foot
2,
diameter.
3.
No, radius is half diameter.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, yeah, 40 foot diameter.
40 foot diameter. Diameter.
Yeah. It's 20 foot radius.
So basically, it starts like where Callista and so and so are. And
so
it
wraps in it.
Yeah, it wraps around all three of the mummies.
Yeah, you've just broken Marcelo's eye contact, but.
Yep.
But all right, so yeah.
Again, I wasn't doing anything anyway.
You rolled that dice anyway. Your magic doesn't explode.
Yep.
All right, so how much damage are you going to be doing?
2d4. Because we're all within 10 feet of the walls.
Yeah. Yeah, what is this, like one? Yep, 2d4 points of fire damage. So not that much, is it? It's all right.
It's continuous.
Oh,
8.
Yeah.
So double damage to one dead.
Wait, double damage to one dead.
And if they're vulnerable to fire, they take 1.5 times that.
Exactly. Anyway, so it's on one side of the wall selected by you sends forth waves of heat, dealing 2d4 points of fire damage to creatures within 10 feet, and 1d4 to those past 10 feet, but within 20 feet. The wall deals this damage when it appears and to all creatures in the area on your turn each round. In addition, the wall deals 2d6 plus 1 fire damage plus 1 point of fire damage per caster level to any creature passing through it. The wall deals double damage to undead creatures, yeah.
Alright, so...
So that's 8 points of damage to everybody in the...
But they're going to have to roll it again.
Yeah. Oh, it's their turn now?
Not you roll twice, it just doubles.
Oh, just so double. Okay, so 16 points of damage.
Yeah.
And then so 24 points of damage.
Yeah.
Maximum damage.
Why? Because they're vulnerable. So they take twice as much damage from being undead, but they're also vulnerable to fire.
Okay, yeah, right.
So 24 points of damage.
Yes. That's sick. Solid.
So, oh, it doesn't do that much. 72 points of damage.
Yeah, okay, yeah, no, it does a lot. Like, it does...
Specifically against undead. Mm, yeah. But then you two, I don't know, you will take 8 points of
fire resist. So
I took three.
A couple damage, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Not too bad, Tarok. Mil and Tika. Still paralyzed. The third mummy.
You can 5 foot step. Fuck.
You can 5 foot step.
Well, that matters.
Yeah, but so they've only got one attack. Yeah.
Oh, really? They don't have two slams? Okay.
Nope. So he's going to 5 foot step.
Well, it's not good at growing.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You're paralyzed. I'm going to hit regardless.
Good at growing is an automatic crit and might kill
me. True. So not as much damage this time. That's only going to be 18 points of damage and a fort save, please.
Are you actually... Can you coup de grace? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't have a weapon. So no.
But an Islam is a natural weapon.
I should be able to coup.
Oh, yeah,
probably. Whatever.
I would say you probably can, but up to you.
No, I'm going to say they're not that smart is the problem.
Wouldn't be coup de grace by grabbing someone's neck and snapping it.
Yeah, like they are just going for it. I still got pretty freaking high. It's 20.
You have to roll real low on that, don't you?
I've rolled above 10. That was a 9. Okay. Pretty decent.
All right, Callista.
Yes.
You can move.
Oh, I can't. Oh.
Yahoo.
All right, yeah. I do not exit the Ring of Fire. I think it's fine.
It
it's not the
turn
worst.
The beginning of a turn?
It takes damage.
My turn.
On his
turn. No, I meant her moving.
Oh, no. She basically started moving now.
Oh, sweet.
As in, you can have the whole turn.
Excellent. Yeah, I bring out my fists. I start punching the things around me. I'm going to punch the blue one that's been hitting at me first. Mm-hmm. Hammer blow. Nat one. Hammer blow. Roll a 5. 19 to confirm. A crit miss.
Crit fail.
Oh,
shit.
Fuck this dice.
I was going to say, Callista, it's like when on an airplane.
Oh,
please
God.
Take care of yourself before the women and children.
Yeah, fuck. I'm putting my beautiful dice away.
So unfortunately, after like being paralyzed for that amount of time,
yeah, I'm like stumbling
you
around.
You managed to pull a muscle and you tore it, so you're going to take 1d4 points of strength damage.
What?
So do I throw the fireball in now?
1d4 strength?
Yeah, fireballs.
2 points of strength damage.
All right.
Concentration, though, which is standard routine, but it lasts for like 9 rounds.
Oof.
So 2 points of strength damage, but that's your first attack.
Okay, that's just minus 1 on all the other things. All right, different dice. Much better. A 28 to hit.
That's a hit.
That's a hit. It'll be just this. Oh, nice. 8 plus 5, 13 punch.
8 punch.
And no, my fists count as magic, cold, iron, silver.
Don't care.
Okay. 19. 19 plus 9, 28 to hit.
Yep.
10.
Okay.
Alright, so my second two hit. My first one fucking tore a muscle.
Yeah. So, yeah, you do, you're hurting it. Little by little, wailing away.
I end my turn, even though I'm in the fire, which I think is fine.
Alright, Marcelo.
Holy cow. Now, can I even see into this wall of fire?
Opaque.
Okay.
No.
Alright, I'm gonna hold
watch
my
the
turn.
Flames dance, Marcelo.
But they're in there!
You might see your future in it.
I just heard Callista scream out in pain!
Look, this should help. She'll be all right. She was made in the fire as well.
Sounds like she punched herself or
and
something.
Another will save from some you as well, because the second one moved into 30 feet. From
some
you.
Kind of critical
do I have
failure.
To the third one as well.
24.
You will in your turn.
24.
You're fine.
Huge. I'm just going to hold my turn.
All right, holding turn.
Tarok, do something, man!
First is up. First mummy, fighting Callista.
The fire will reveal all.
Oh, fuck.
Miss.
Yeah.
Second mummy. Fighting Tarok.
You mean Milantika.
Sorry, Milantika. Nat 20.
Oh.
Told you, jail that thing.
Natural 17 to confirm.
Yes, that's higher than my AC.
And that was power attacking.
You mentioned.
So it's going to be plus 28.
Does it like punch him into the tar pits? Back to the top.
40 points of damage. And I need a fort save.
That one.
If you get mummy rot, I'm not healing it. I don't deal with mummy rot. I specifically don't heal mummy rot.
It's the one thing that you just don't worry about anymore.
Oh my god.
All right. So yeah, cool. Nothing happens.
My turn or?
You're fine.
No, it's Tarok's turn.
Great.
Doesn't Milantik always wanted to become a mummy?
Tarok walks away. Leaves his party and joins
the
party. Tarek's going to walk in closer. He's going to take
two more will saves.
That one passes, natural 18. And that one might not for a 15.
Oh, God.
You're paralyzed.
Thankfully,
the wall of fire lasts for nine rounds.
Yep. Yeah. But I did a wall of fire damage as well.
Yeah.
Let me roll the four rounds for you. I rolled four
rounds. Okay. Sweet. So let's get in there and help her. I'm so sad. And I do 5 points, which goes to 10, which goes to 20 points.
No, not 20. It's plus 15.
One and a half.
So 15.
Oh, one and a half. Plus one and a half.
So that's five?
Yeah. So 5 points of damage, which would become.
I stand in the fire.
Oh, damn it, I'm taking my turn after this. You idiot. Mm-hmm. Making a wall of fire that I can't even see into it, and then you get paralyzed yourself. You stupid cleric. Is this what Saren Ray told you to do, you fucking idiot? Slap, slap, slap.
Coup de grâce.
There's suffering in there. I run in.
Through the wall?
You gotta make your
roll
saves, don't you?
I make one more.
No, he's only gonna make one more.
Yeah?
Yep.
Watch me get paralyzed.
Oh my god.
That's cocked. That's a nat one.
Ah!
So yes!
Before you hit the wall of fire, you're paralyzed.
God damn it!
Now how's the wall of fire?
Dumbest encounter!
Oh my god.
Milantika, you're still paralyzed.
I have to roll for the other one, don't I?
Yep.
Fucking 9. You can add that on to the duration.
This is your last round as well.
Oh no!
No!
Add it on to the duration.
Yes.
Okay, that third mummy though.
Come at me,
it's gonna wail on you again.
Fuck hell.
Yep, it's gonna hit.
Yeah, no shit.
Ooh. That's AC gonna be 20 points of damage.
Okay.
Callista.
Yes. Alright. I start punching.
Oh, I need a fort save.
Wait, from Brad.
Oh, doesn't matter, just keep rolling.
Okay. Oh, right.
This is a dumb encounter.
18. I don't know if that counts.
Oof. Alright, yeah, I'm gonna start punching. Just the blue one in front of me. That's a 25.
That's a hit.
Yep. Fuck it up. That's my hammer blow. Oh, low numbers. Little 12.
Don't forget a minus one.
Isn't that a 9 on a 10? That's 14. Not a
20? Oh, sorry, minus what?
Minus one because of your torn muscle.
Oh, right, yeah. 20 minus 1, 19.
And it crumbles to dust.
All right, blue crumbles. All right, I have two more hits. Here we go. Boom! 23
hits.
All right, and that's one die. 12 minus 1 is 11.
Okay,
that's on the black one. And lastly, my little knee jibe.
That's
a one. 6. Fuck me.
You might.
What's 6 and 8? So 14. I think that's That's another that one. We really don't like shit that curses us, eh? Oh, fuck. Oh, my God.
So, you manage to strike it with your finger.
Yeah.
Essentially, you do, like, the stiff finger jab.
Oh.
The problem is, when you do so, you jam your own finger. So, roll your damage. It will take the normal damage, and you'll take double whatever you roll.
Oh, my God. Oh, thank God I rolled a 1. Oh, my God. 7 minus 1, 6. So, I take 12.
So, it barely takes any.
I take 12.
All right, Marcelo, you are paralyzed.
Yep.
Oh, sorry. No, you've moved in the initiative. My bad. The mummy one, he's dead. Mummy two.
Should have taken that 19. Why did I say it was cocked?
All right.
Blitzed that roll.
Still hit.
Yeah, no shit.
Another 20 points of damage.
Okay, we're doing less damage than before. That's nice.
Barely.
Well.
Tyrok, you're paralyzed.
6 for the ball of fire.
6, 12... 18. Alright, so the one in front of Callista crumbles to nothing, the other one's still up.
Nice.
Milantika, you are also still paralyzed. Don't forget you take some of the fire damage as well.
Yep. Hang on, how much damage was it?
It was 6.
6.
I don't take anything.
I took 1.
I got 6 fire resist.
Nice. Ah, damn it.
Hang on, no, I went to sleep. I have no fire resist.
So take all that fire damage.
Ooh.
How much was it? Six.
It was four,
time?
Six, and
so
six.
Four, ten.
Six.
No, it was
six,
eight.
Five.
Just like
eight.
Eight. Six. And
eight.
Six.
Eight. Five.
14, 20. Thank you.
Oh, five. Wait,
it was,
sorry, it was five.
Eight.
No, so
five.
Yeah, yeah.
Six.
Yeah, sorry. You're right.
Eight.
Yeah.
Five. Six is.
Yeah, because I took 3, 0, 1.
Yeah.
And max damage again. 22 points of damage.
Ooh. Okay.
And it is Callista's turn again. There's only one up.
Yep. I can't 5 foot towards it, can I?
Yep.
I don't even know which square
yeah,
I'm
you
on.
Can.
Yep. Yep. Yep, 5 foot shift over and my three pals. Kapow, one. Oh my gosh. Honestly, I just don't want another than that one. 25 to hit.
That's it.
As my hammer blow. That's really low. 11 plus.
It was like 2 points
minus
off death.
1. 16 punch.
So it crumbles away to dust as well.
Yep. And I. Yeah. I don't know. I push. Push Milantika out of the flames, I guess. Like.
Well,
so you push him through the wall of fire?
Oh, actually, maybe not. Maybe not. I don't
if
know.
You
I'm really second guessing
me,
it.
I just keel over because I'm
oh, that's true.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Done.
Yeah, now I'll pick you up.
So I'm just like rigor mortis style, am I?
Yep.
Cool.
Like, from my knowledge of magics and stuff, if I pick him up and walk through the fire, what will happen?
I'll take the damage.
From your zero intelligence and your... Like, you know fire's hot.
Yeah.
Average
but to
intelligence.
You, it's like relatively
it's not,
okay.
It's not the worst.
Average intelligence.
Yeah.
She's seen this wall stop things before.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
seen it hurt things. She knows to walk through the fire.
Yeah. But it's probably safer. Like, I would understand that it's safer for Million Tika to be outside of the fire. Yes.
It's going to be running for at least, like, you know, almost a minute. And if
you
leave me here,
yeah,
I'll
there we go. I'll pick him up. I'll pick him up and walk through the fire.
All right. So you step through the flames towards where your companions stand on the other side. Through your paralyzed bodies, Marcelo and Tara.
19 points of damage. 19 points of fire damage.
So
19?
What happens, you guys kind of watch as she steps through the flames. You see her carrying a figure under her arms. And we'll find out what happens next week.
Ah!
Oh, dear.
Hobbled Goblin podcast is a production of the Hobbled Goblin Company. The Savage Tide Adventure Path was originally written by Paizo Publishing under license from Wizards of the Coast for Dungeons & Dragons 3.5 edition. It was rewritten by Liam J. Cottrell to the Pathfinder 1st edition ruleset and the World of Galarian, both of which are the property of Paizo Incorporated. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, or find out more at our website, thehobbledgoblin.com.